Good evening. It's 6 o'clock on Monday, the 24th of November. Here with your RTL Today News, Sports and Weather, I'm John Baker. Police had to intervene on several occasions on Sunday across Luxembourg with homes and cars targeted by thieves. A car was broken into on the Rue de Trèves in Senningenberg. Burglars broke into an apartment on Rue Kolenberg in Luxembourg City's Sessons district, stealing cash and watches. And a second break-in occurred on the Rue Jean-Law in Kehl, where perpetrators smashed a window to gain access to a home and stole jewellery. Luxembourg's at-risk of poverty rate was 18.1% in 2024, which is almost 2% above the EU average of 16.2%, according to new figures published by Eurostat. The figures show that while the overall EU rate remains stable, the gap between the lowest and highest risk regions remains wide. Luxembourg's higher than average rate represents a continued challenge for policymakers who face mounting pressure to address cost of living strains despite strong macroeconomic indicators. And according to the police in Trier, a routine check on a 14-year-old boy on Friday revealed he had absconded from Luxembourg State Socio-Educational Centre in Dryborn in mid-October. He was arrested and following discussions was handed over to Luxembourg police at the border near Wasser-Billiger-Brück later that afternoon. In international news, US Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick and trade representatives Jamieson Greer meet the EU's 27 trade ministers for the first high-level talks in Brussels since the transatlantic allies struck a tariff deal in July. The EU is pushing the US to lower its 50% duties on steel and aluminium, while Washington is demanding that Brussels rolls back green and digital rules it says harms US firms. And finally, Hezbollah today held the funeral for its top military chief, Haitham Ali Tabatabai, and other members of the militant group a day after Israel killed them in a strike on Beirut's southern suburbs. His assassination came as Israel had escalated its attacks on Lebanon, with the United States increasing pressure on the Beirut government to disarm the Iran-backed Hezbollah. In sports, Pep Guardiola has said he was embarrassed and ashamed of his behaviour after confronting a cameraman following Manchester City's damaging 2-1 loss at Newcastle on Saturday. The City manager reacted angrily after he was filmed close up following the final whistle when he was involved in discussions with Newcastle player Bruno Guimarães and match officials. And finally, Max Ojomo said he had no choice but to play well in his England home debut against Argentina. Such are the range of midfield options available to coach Steve Borthwick. Ojomo only came into the starting team as a late replacement at inside centre after the injured Fraser Dingwall was ruled out on Friday. But the 25-year-old Bath back, in just his second test appearance, produced a man of the match performance, scoring England's first try and creating their other two in a 27-23 win over the Pumas at Twickenham on Sunday. For more on these stories and for the latest news and updates, check out rtltoday.lu.
The weather is brought to you by
Raiffeisen, the bank that belongs to its members.
It's been a pretty cloudy day all day today with rain showers from time to time, and it will remain as such until this evening when fog will form again with rain, sleet and perhaps even some snow on higher grounds. We're currently seeing a temperature of 4 degrees, although that does feel far colder.